episode 886, The Secret to Staying Fit and Fabulous.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you're having an extraordinary week. I've got a few things to tell you. It's Wellness Wednesday, and I have got a secret. We all love secrets, right? But the thing is, I'm going to share it with you, the secret to staying fit and fabulous. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. It has been a really long day for me. I got to take a deep breath, a cleansing breath. I've got to just kind of bring myself to you. The secret to staying fit and fabulous. Wouldn't it be awesome to know the secrets of life? Well, of course you're here, right? Because you want to create your now. You want to be your best selfie. Well, I am going to reveal the biggest secret ever. You want to be on with your nutrition. You want to be on with your fitness. You want to impact others in your life, that in the world, in your circle of influence that you touch. This is what you need to be doing. I don't care if you're writing a book. I don't care if you're building a business. I don't care if you are a stay-at-home mom and you want to be the best parent ever. I promise you, the secret to staying fit and fabulous, this is what you need. Are you ready? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Prep, prep, prep. I couldn't wait any longer. I had to share the secret. Have you ever been at the dinner table and, you know, people are talking, they're going, you want to know that secret, right? Well, I couldn't wait any longer. You're at my dinner table right now, and I want to share the secret. The secret is prep. Now you're like, all right, well, that's a downer. No, hold on. I want you to stick with me because I'm going to break it down for you. You know it's not just about prep, prep, prep. There's meaning to each of them. So here we go. For the big one, the first P, prepare. Prepare. Now, in each of these letters that I go over with you, I'm going to give them a definition also, because it's important that we understand what we're talking about together. So prepare is to make something ready for use or consideration. That makes sense, doesn't it? Or it could mean create in advance. Also, believe it or not, it means be willing to do something. Whoa. You probably didn't think of that part of the definition, did you, when I said the word prepare? And did you notice in the word prepare is the word prep, P-R-E-P? Yes. You need to plan ahead. Yes, that means you can't just always go on the whim. You want to be fit and fabulous for the rest of your life? You need to prepare. You need to plan ahead. Think about this. Maybe your whole thing in trying to be fit and fabulous deals with someone watching the children. And maybe you can't rely on your husband. Not that he's not a great guy, but his schedule varies. I mean, I had that with my husband. I love him to death, but I cannot rely on his schedule. So when the children were younger and I did want to work out, especially when I was pregnant, I loved doing yoga when I was pregnant. I would have to make time to do that. So I did it if I wasn't too tired. I would do it while the children were sleeping or the one baby was sleeping, however many I had at that time, or if there was none of them, then when I felt good enough, I would do yoga. Sometimes it meant after dinner I would do it and it would help me rest and relax. Other times when I had multiple children and I was able to have a good friend come over maybe and watch the kids, or I take them, we would do swap or whatever, then what happened there was I was like, great, you can watch my kids for 30 minutes, I'll watch yours, and I did my yoga then. I didn't do the house cleaning. That was not the priority. It was to take care of me. But you have to plan ahead. You have to prepare. Also, think about this. Maybe it's grocery shopping. Maybe you're like, gosh, my nutrition is just totally off all the time. When do you grocery shop? Do you have the right groceries in your cabinet? You have to prepare. You just can't sit there and go, I'm going to be fit and fabulous for the rest of my life. It takes work. It takes work. And all that work is found in prep. Now, you wonder probably where I learned all this from. Well, of course, I'm going to tell you a little story. Right now, we are in the midst of selling our home. And when you are selling a home, for those of you who have, you can totally relate to this, but you have to prep. And in that prep, you have to make sure that you've got everything lined up, because you get that phone call, and now you get text, and they say, you got a showing this day, this time, can you do it? And you reply yes or no, and then you need to go into prep mode. Well, there's not just one or two of us. There's seven of us in this household. And I wouldn't say it's a little house. It's not definitely an estate by any means, but it's a comfortable house that allows us to function as a family and not kill each other totally. So what we need to do always when we're getting ready to show a house, we have to prep. I have to vacuum. I have to dust. I have to make sure the dishes are clean. I actually have to make sure the laundry's been put away. There's a lot of prep that goes into this. Now, this isn't just something that I came up with. I've been doing this for years. I've been prepping. And it all starts with the first P, which is prepare. You got to be ready and willing to do something. You have to make something ready for its use. So if it is like nutrition and you're like, oh, I just don't, you go in the cupboard. I have nothing to eat for me. You may have all the other stuff for everybody else to eat, but the foods that you need for your body and what you're doing, they're not there. You got to make preparation. Prepare. If you're writing a book, for example, I know this is not wellness, but let's talk about it for a minute. If you're writing a book, you have to prepare to write that book. That may mean that you may actually need some pen and paper. A lot of us don't have that anymore. I know, it's kind of strange, isn't it? But we've gone to so much technology and electronics that the thought of writing something down, I mean, where's your calendar? Is it on your computer or is it on your phone? A lot of us don't have an actual physical calendar anymore. Prep. You have to prepare. Prepare, prepare, prepare. All right, number two, the big R, routine. Yes, a routine. Now, let's break it down there. A routine is a sequence of actions regularly followed. That makes sense, doesn't it? Or it could be a sequence of instructions for performing a task that forms a program or a distinct part of one. Well, you probably already know. A fitness routine, an exercise routine, a nutrition routine. Maybe it's having a daily schedule that this is what I do. I get up at this time, I'm going to take my shower here, or I'm going to work out, and then I take my shower, then I'm going to make sure I eat something. However it is, it's the order of your day. You need a routine. Maybe your routine is even, okay, I love to run, but I'm going to run on Tuesdays and Fridays. Those are my days. And then I'm going to work out three other days. So you're working out 5 days total, but you're switching it up and you have a routine. When you have a routine, you have a day, a time, and you have a commitment. Do you have a commitment? Maybe not. Maybe so. Think about that. You got to have a routine in order to stay fit and fabulous. That's a secret. There's only four parts to this little secret. So you got the P, you got the R, right? The prepare, the routine. Number three is the big E. And I love this big E because it's extinguish. Oh, that's an awesome word. Just saying it sounds awesome. Extinguish. That means put an end to. Okay? That's what extinguish means. Goodbye. Put an end to it. Now, I'm going to extend that. And I'm going to say extinguish excuses. It's a double E. So it's prep. We got to have that double E in there. Extinguish excuses. And the excuses are what? What do excuses really mean? A reason or explanation put forward to conceal, to defend, or justify a fault or offense. Well, that's a mouthful. It's also a reason put forward to conceal the real reason for an action. How many times do you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to start eating this way, and you do great for the first 8 hours, maybe 2 weeks. Think back to your New Year's resolutions. Yes. Think about all the things that you were going to change in your life. How's that going for you? Extinguish excuses. That's all still part of the prep. You prep all the time. In order to continue to stay fit and fabulous, prep never goes away. Do your excuses ever go away? Nope, they don't. But you got to extinguish them. I mean, you could have excuses upon excuses. Oh, my children need me. They got to have mom there. And my time with them is precious. Yes, but your health is important too, because if you're not there, you're not taking care of yourself, you can't take care of them. I know. That was my excuse for years. Years upon years. Extinguish excuses. Get rid of what's holding you back. Maybe you need to clean out your pantry. If you're like, gosh, I've been trying to eat right forever. Well, what's in your pantry? What's in your refrigerator? If you've got all this pasta and white goodiness stuff looking at you, it's going to be hard to stay on track. I mean, I know. I love sweets. I love breads. I love, anything, everything. I love food. But I have to make sure I have the right food in front of me. So maybe you need to clean out your pantry. Extinguish the excuses. Maybe you've had a hard time with accountability. And you need to work with a coach. Maybe that would help with your accountability. Extinguish the excuse. Maybe you say, I just cannot get up early. There's no way I'm going to get this done. Then do it another time. Extinguish excuses. P-R-E-E. So you've got prepare, routine, extinguish. And finally, 4, progress. Progress. It's the double P. I love the double P because it's progress and progress. It's 2-for-1. When you've got the progress, you've got the forward or onward movement toward a destination. You're going towards something, right? Maybe that goal that you're headed for, a changed habit. So it's forward or onward movement. Now, if you look at the verb, it's to move forward or onward in space or time. So it's the action taking place. I love that. It's forward movement or move forward. Progress, progress. They both are important in prep. You have to do the work. I don't care. You could hire, I mean, if you had $1 million, think about this. You could hire the best coach ever, right? You could have a chef come in and do all your cooking. You could have someone that would just take care of all the details. Everything would be spelled out for you with your routine. But if you don't do the prep, the secret to staying fit and fabulous, you might as well throw it away. You don't need it anymore. You won't need the secret because you're not going to use it. Yeah, maybe I'm being a little harsh here, but you got to prep. Life is about prep, prep, prep. Prepare, routine, extinguish, progress. One step with your prep will lead you to miles of greatness. Where do you want to go with your health? This is now the middle of 2017. Woo! We talked about the New Year's resolutions. Where are you with your habits? Where are you with your health? Are you kind of going on this roller coaster ride that, yeah, you're on a couple weeks and then, you kind of fall off and then you're on again and then, you're off for another 2 or 3 or 4 months. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I look in the mirror and like, I have nothing to wear. You're standing in your closet. Tears are just flowing. Prep. Prep. Prepare. Routine. Extinguish excuses. Progress. Progress. You can do this. Maybe you want some help with prep. Maybe you need a little bit more direction as to what will work for you. You want to talk specifics and you want to work with me? Click on the link, Take Aim. I would love to come beside you. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. My gift to you. Yes, you get one call. Isn't that cool? It gives you the opportunity to see what it's like to work with a life coach, to talk to me. You listen to me. Obviously, you somewhat like me, I hope, because I think you're fabulous and you want to stay fit and fabulous. So let's talk about the secrets that work for you. Let's break down your prep a little bit more and maybe go into more detail with your nutrition and what works for your fitness and how maybe your daily routine looks like. But until you click on that link, I can't help you. but I want to be here for you. So click on that link. That will begin our conversation. An email will come to me and I will contact you and we will set up a one-on-one coaching session together. One step with your prep will lead to miles of greatness. I'm here to tell you, you are worth it. You're worth every single effort. You know, selling our house is not fun at all. Seriously, it's not. And I have moved around a ton in my lifetime. And the thing is, though, I still have to prep. Whether it's the first showing or the last showing. If I want to accomplish the goal of selling my house and being able to gift it to a new family who they can come in and make amazing memories here, I have to prep. Are you willing to put in the work today, tomorrow? Because you know what? I'm here to carry your torch with you. Let's do this together. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.